This program was first broadcast on Arrow FM, Wairarapa's only community access media station, and shared on Access Media with the support of New Zealand On Air.
Welcome to Charlotte Flows. Hi, and welcome to Charlotte Flows. Here we are in another week to step out of the doing of life and into the being of life. This 30-minute pocket of time is where I share my learnings, my musings and my discoveries on living life by my design. I hope that you too get inspired, take time for a cuppa, go for a walk, but to ask yourself, am I living my life by my design? I hope you enjoy the show. Hi, well, back to just me this week. Wasn't last week an inspiring conversation with Rebecca and Outward Bound? I wonder if anybody went off and checked out the website. Funnily enough, I was sorting out a pile of stuff in our spare room, and within the pile was a Kia Ora magazine. And I flicked through it. It was one from a couple of months ago, and I always pick them up because they have inspiring places to consider visiting and some good articles. And ironically, I flicked through and landed on one that was all about Outward Bound. So had a read and indeed took a photo of it and flicked it through to Rebecca, who commented it was a great article. But it just seemed like sort of how freaky, you know, all of these little things directing me. But when I looked at the website, I actually looked at it with a view for myself, potentially, as well, maybe this is something I'd like to have in my future. But also for my son, who obviously I enjoy adventuring with. But I thought what a beautiful gift that would be to give to him when he's that bit older. And even mentioned this when I had a wee back and forth with my number one fan from her feedback from the show, that, my thoughts were that it would be really neat to start a savings account to be able to gift that to my son, this amazing adventure. And knowing what Rebecca took out of it, who knows what opportunities and mindsets that could sort of bring into his life. So definitely something where my thought process has gone from last week's conversation. But today, back to just me, and I was flicking through all the shows so far in 2026, just looking at what we've covered, because here we are, mid-May, crazy to think, and I was like pretty like, wow, we've covered a lot of ground. We've had a deep dive in perimenopause. We've looked at desire mapping and goals. You know, the joys of weather's popped up. We've talked a lot about money, and that has been a topic front and center. We've had some amazing and inspiring conversations with travel and the different ways to achieve that. I, of course, have had the pleasure of chatting to my little guy for three shows, which was an absolute joy. And I'm just like super proud of this year's shows, I have to say. I mean, the Charlotte Flows RFM show is a little personal project that I'm astounded having checked in with my co-pilot at Arrow FM, Marina. We are fast approaching our fifth anniversary here on the show, which just sort of blows my mind that I've been doing this for 5 years. And when I look back at that time, like sort of diving in quite oblivious, you know, having to learn a lot about being able to do this with confidence, where the show's gone and evolved, and what we've done, it's been such a journey, and it, you know, I don't know whether you can tell by my voice, but I'm smiling because it's been beautiful. It's been a beautiful opportunity. If you're a listener, you've been part of me learning and heard how that's, you know, it's not this thing where you turn up and you know, it wasn't an opportunity in this space to, you know, be a professional and jump on. It's been a learning experience, and obviously learning experiences are something that fills my cup. So I'm looking forward to having checked in with Marina. 5 years. It feels significant and I feel it needs to be marked. So watch this space on how we mark that moment. I did suggest to my lovely co-pilot Marina that maybe a bubbles in hand together would be a good celebration, because, you know, I do this bit, but she works hard in the background to make sure it's all ready and it goes out and it gets the platform that RFM and Access Media provide, which is absolutely fabulous. So we've got that coming up. But today, having looked at what we've covered and some of the themes, I've picked two themes to muse on today. Very much an organic vibe today of where that will flow. But just that these two themes seem to be very much front and centre for me. And I believe that that will be the case for many, to be honest. So the two topics are time and money. And I think generally the sense is we never have enough of either. But though that is the general narrative in everyday life, I wonder whether we put enough intention around both of them. I know, much like I've just said about the show, with money, definitely, it's not something you understand, it's something you have to learn. You know, it's money and how to manage money and how to utilise it and how, where your mindset sits with it and your sort of your societal and experiential as you grow up, how that embeds an imprint of what money is and how you see it. You actually need to be aware, and you have to learn about money. So this is obviously something that's been coming up in the shows that I've done on money throughout the year. But I wanted to flick back because I can remember sharing when I did the first three shows with this theme earlier in the year, that I set myself a challenge to have a money reset. So I did that in mid-February. You know, the whole world, it's not just here, it's just not locally, the whole world is feeling it at the moment with the way the world is in this very unsettled stage, which isn't new, isn't unique. This is a cyclical thing that happens. You know, is it something that happens for a reason? Who knows? But we've gone through things like this before and far worse, and we will go through this and come out wherever it ends. And as humans, you have to evolve and move with what's happening at the time, and that's all we can do really for most of us. And so there's definitely a sense of there not being enough in the money side of things, I think, for most people, and that due to everything, the cost of everything that is very much an everyday item being increasing in cost. The luxury items, you know, I think went a while ago, but now everyday choices are tricky. And it doesn't matter where you sit on an earning spectrum or a wealth spectrum or whatever it is, you're still going to feel it. Because it's just across the board. What I think there is an opportunity to rethink things and rethink how things are done. And of course, that's usually not in the hands of the everyday person. But I wonder whether that learning that we have to do is to understand where the voice is that we have in our everyday. And indeed, the conversations that are worth having. But back to the reset. I did that in mid-February. I set myself, having got frustrated with, you know, on a weekly basis, having to juggle around, rob Peter to pay Paul, all of those things. I decided to reset Harding HQ finances, get some of the little debt paid off, because we just can't afford to have that. We need to just be in the every week expenses. Unfortunately, that is how we work, but as is for many. And we needed to get on top of things, and I've needed to not feel as stressed in that space as I am the chief financial officer for Harding HQ. And it worked. I was incredibly proud of myself to reset. And by reset, I mean I stripped back everything, all of the funds that we have in place that sort of accumulately over a year will save to different things. So I stripped back the ones that seemed like nice to haves. I stripped back the $20 Christmas fund. I stripped back the sports and activities money that goes to pay for extracurricular after school activities. I stripped it all back. All the ones that just didn't service the main core of running. And with that extra, I filtered that across to clear the little bit of debt that was sat weighing me down with. And it's not a lot. It wasn't a lot, but I managed to do it. It took me, it was mid-February, 3 months to clear. I'd wanted to do it by the end of financial year, so end of March. That was too ambitious, too quick. But it took me 3 months to achieve the goal that I had set, and I'm thrilled. Being really conscious and stripping things back and being a bit more sort of very, not strict and restrictive, but just being a little bit more intentional. Not that there was any sort of frivolousness really beforehand, but just really working to achieve the goal. And then when I hit that moment, I suddenly had that instant thing that I do of, oh, cool, let's go and reward ourselves. Let's go and buy a bottle of wine to celebrate. And I had to go, hang on a second. No, because we actually haven't. That would mean I'd have to, you know, potentially use the credit card to do that. And then we'd be back sliding the slippy slope. And it was in that precise moment I realised how we get into the cycle. Because this has been a repeating theme. So I've been able to manage over the last few years that sort of cycle of, oh, we get to that stage. And then it's like, okay, well, let's clear it. And so you work to do that. And then all of a sudden you're back in again. And I'd watched this cycle and I was aware of this cycle. But in that moment this time, I went, no, what we need to do is keep on going with this system we have put in place in these last 3 months. So in 3 months' time, in theory, on paper, we would potentially achieve being in a plus of that much. And that is when we will start to break the cycle and see the difference. Now that stuff gets me really excited. And it gets me really excited because we're not talking huge amounts of money. So I, you know, like I said, I'd stripped things back probably in the space of $50. So it's not big money. For some, I appreciate that is, you know, considerable. But for many, $50 isn't a lot of money. And I started to think, wow, like that's, yeah, $50 a week, $200. When you start to think about it differently and you start to see where it could get you, you just have this shift. And so that's where I'm up to at the moment. It's definitely more challenging to change the behaviours of thinking, oh, well, I could treat myself to that book. Usually I'm in a bookshop perusing. And so I'm like, oh, but no, I have tried to be good. I'm trying to do this. I'm trying to think bigger picture. And yeah, that's where we're at. I think we're pretty good at being living simply. And I'm hoping I can keep this up. It's going to a degree, it's almost easier that it's winter. So we're hunkering down a bit more, although the desire to buy more chocolate is high. But we'll try and alleviate that a little bit, or keep control of it at least. But that's where we're at on the money reset. And I just wanted to share in case inspires anybody, because I know it's tough at the moment, and I do think you have to. I know that I spiral every now and again, because it feels like you're working super hard and you're juggling a lot as a woman. Usually if you are working, you've got family, you've got the home sort of CEO role or CFO role or all of the above. There's a lot going on, and I can often, as I know that many probably do, can spiral thinking, I'm not getting anywhere and there's not enough, and fall into scarcity mindset. But I do believe it is a mindset thing. And so sometimes for me, being open enough to have a conversation can really help. And I guess that's why I'm being brave enough to share that on here, is that it might give somebody some inspiration, but it might make somebody brave enough to talk openly with it about to somebody about it. Because what I find with this particular topic, it can really weigh you down. And there's lots of people, like Rocks at Rival Wealth, as she said, it's free to come and have a chat. There are lots of resources out there. Don't do it alone. Find some people or some support in whatever way possible, because it is hard. And, you know, power bills and grocery bills and filling the car up with petrol to just get from A to B seems to be such a weight at the moment. We shouldn't do it alone. So have a support network around you. But pen, paper, and putting some little goals in place, I have to say, yeah, it works for me. So there you go. So that's the update on money. And we will segue now into my other topic of time. But we'll take a moment to have a musical break. And I've chosen this piece of music, an oldie but a goodie, because I jumped into the car to drive my son to school, and this was the tune that was on. And as we drove down the road, and it was this particular line that spoke to me. And because I was formulating the plan for the show, I was like, boom, there's my music choice. You can spend all your time making money. And I thought that was when both of the topics aligned. And this was the why. Enjoy.
Thank you.
So that was the Eagles, Take It to the Limit, a song that, you know, as well as that line, I hadn't heard this song for ages, but this was the music I grew up on. My mum and dad were huge Eagles fans, and subsequently me and my sister became Eagles fans. And every now and again they pop up. And this one, yeah, but that line, you can spend all your time making money. And so that's where the time piece started to come to me, because, you know, it goes hand in hand with money. I was having a conversation with somebody where I was, at the time, I was having a bit of a spiral moment. And I had been doing my end of year accounts and stuff, and so looking at everything. And I'd said to her, it just feels like I spend a lot of time of my life to earn not much money. I do appreciate I choose, and that is, you know, to a degree, life by my design, is all about the work I do. And the work I do, I'm incredibly passionate about and I absolutely love, and it fills my cup. Unfortunately, non-profit organisations don't have the money to pay huge wages. So, you know, I'm incredibly grateful that I get paid. But yeah, it's just, that's just the way it is. But it is also a choice I make. And it is also a choice I make to work in a part-time capacity, as is tends to work for non-for-profit roles, because there's never enough money to go around. But it means it works for me and my lifestyle and my stage of life at the moment, having a family. So you have to keep reminding yourself of those choices. But time, again, one of those topics that seems to be quite strong in that we never have enough of. And, you know, you get older and the years seem to be flying by. And I was having a conversation actually with a neighbour at the weekend, and like we referenced the time's flying because I hadn't actually seen him for a while. And I said, is it an age or is it just, and he said, well, everybody's, you know, even the youngins are saying the same. So I think, has the earth sped in its sort of rotation? Are we just feeling like we are spinning in space? I don't know what it is. But I think, again, like money, it's a mindset thing. So it's about intention. It's about being clear of where you're heading with it, what you're trying to achieve. And again, with both of these subjects, I think bringing it down to quite sort of micro sort of goals is good, not to think too big. And something that I have done recently, which because obviously everybody blames you know, the technology and stuff, and you can be, you know, scrolling away and lose, you know, 20 minutes of time. And much like money, I've been trying to be really conscious of my use of my phone for social media, for getting stuck on there, although I do like a quick 10 minute inspiration moment on my curated feeds of Instagram and Facebook every now and again. But you can lose your time. And then, you know, in a conversation you'll have where you're talking about reading books, for instance, and somebody will say, oh, I never have any time to read. But then it's when I think, well, is it more about intentionally where we're using our time? You know, if you were to do a wee audit of how you're using your time during the day, what would that look like? You know, with work, with family life, with cooking meals, with so how much are you aware of where that time is going? Because that's the one thing, isn't it? As humans, we all get gifted exactly the same amount of time. There is no differentiation with time. We all get 24 hours in a day. So is it quite handy to do a little audit? I discovered on my phone, and I think they all have them inbuilt, a little health check thing where you can check how much time you're spending on different apps. So I put this on my screen and started, not avidly, but every now and again having a quick look to check in, especially if it was a day where I felt I'd been on my phone more. And I was kind of pleasantly surprised that it wasn't as high as I thought it might have been. So I thought that was a benefit, but it's now something I'm keeping an eye on. Like, so what is my average? What's my average time on different apps? What's my general time on looking at my phone? So I found that quite an interesting tool. So that might be one to look at, because then it gives you a real sort of a real time thing of what that looks like, you know. And we know all this stuff. We know that, you know, at a certain time of night, is it better to just not be using your phone? I try and sort of get home, and at a certain point, usually around 5 o'clock, sort of go, okay, now it's, you know, family, you know, being in the mom zone. So work, my work day has definitely finished, hopefully before then, if possible. But if it's bled a little bit into that extra bit after school, then there's a sort of cut-off point. And then I find that it might be later on that I might pick it up. So once my son's in bed and stuff, I think I tend to gravitate for a quick 10 minute while I'm boiling a kettle for a couple of tea. But being aware of where that is, because it's so easy to think we haven't got enough time. And when I think about those conversations, you know, with Rebecca and two Rebeccas I've had chats with, and Marty and Ali, and all of these different, there is time to have adventures, but we have to inject that time, and we have to be, you know, is it reading about the adventures? So, you know, I read every day. I make time to read every day. I make time to make my coffee and enjoy my coffee in the morning. I make time to do a bit of exercise at home. I make time to walk the dog. Is it worth doing a wee time audit to check where you're spending little bits of time? And this isn't much. Much like the money challenge, it's maybe 10 and 15 minute blocks of time. Like, I read for maybe 15, 20 minutes. My dog walk, about 20 minutes. My exercise morning routine, all inclusively, probably about 15 minutes. We have to be willing to value ourselves enough to give ourselves 15 minutes of time for whatever pursuit. And hey, you might be on some platform online because you might be learning something or listening to something inspiring. But make sure we are spending our money and our time in ways that are by our design, not all sucked into society's model of life. Was the invitation for today's thinking. Because I know that when you're in the headspace of not having enough of either of those, time or money, when I'm in that headspace, it feels like I'm not getting further. I'm not achieving. I'm not living life by my design in the time space. So I'm not doing the things I really want to do. And in the money space, I'm not achieving the things as far as the fun and adventure vibes. But also check in what it is you're trying to achieve with both money and time. How do you want to spend both of these two assets that you have at your disposal? And in ways that fill your cup and enable you to say You are living your life by your design. And I am thinking beautiful cup filling moments, you know, real life stuff, whether it's sitting at a cafe once a week to have a coffee and having half an hour. That's time and money wrapped up in something that could bring you so much joy. Or is it reading a book for half an hour? Might seem luxy, although that's a Sunday morning sort of ritual on the deck with my coffee. But those are the things that make for, I believe, a life led by your design and a good life. Because when I look and write down all the things I'm wanting, usually it's all pretty simple and beautiful cup-filling stuff. So there you go. My thoughts, my musings, time and money. Is there enough? And what is your enough? There you go. Hope you've enjoyed the show. Let's see where we head next week. Take care.